Welcome to Politics Ohio from WYSO in Yellow Springs. I'm Jerry Kenney. For this week's segment, we spoke with David Pepper, chairman of the Ohio Democratic Party. Pepper says despite devastating losses in November's elections, there could be a silver lining to Donald Trump's victory.
The irony is, and I certainly don't view any, you know, positives out of Donald Trump winning, except for one, and that is the only time the Ohio Democrats have won these governor's races and other statewide offices for the last 50 years. It's always been after Republicans win the White House. Dick Celeste won only 2 years after Reagan, really destroyed Carter in Ohio. You know, you can go back to the Nixon era. Democrats win after Republicans win the White House. So what we can do in those elections is just be very, very clear that as we run for mayor and city council and other positions all over the state, that we're the ones pushing for higher wages, better jobs, better schools. In the next cycle, we just got to learn the lessons from the past cycle. The good news is when it's not a presidential year, Democrats at the local and state level control the message a lot more. You know, in some ways, we sort of have the keys to the car back where we can actually say what we're about here and not get caught up in a national campaign and all the messaging that sort of comes here from other places. So we'll go out and win important races in both our cities and smaller towns.
Looks like Ohio Supreme Court Justice William O'Neill could be eyeing a bid for the governorship in 2018. I know it's a little early to speculate, but how do you feel about his chances and perhaps other Democratic candidates in other races in the next 2 years?
I'm not surprised a lot of Democrats are stepping forward and showing an interest in the governor's race. You know, Justice O'Neill said, I guess he would decide a year from now. But you've had others, you know, Connie Pillich, Joe Schiavone. You might have candidates, you know, being talked about at least, Tim Ryan, Richard Cordray. I think that we'll have some very strong candidates in a year where Sherrod Brown is also running for reelection, which is very helpful. All these candidates will be making the cases that, you know, the truth is Ohio is not going in a very good direction. All the data shows that we have lagged the national recovery for years now, 46 of the last 47 months. The governor himself said we're on the verge of a recession. I mentioned the school system. We're plummeting because of this terrible for-profit charter school and online school problem. So our candidates will be able to make a case for change against people like Mike DeWine, who basically clearly stand for more of the same. So it's actually, ironically, given how bad last November was, all of a sudden there's a real opportunity if you look at both the history of when Democrats succeed in Ohio, but you also look at the facts on the ground, which is that Ohio needs a dramatic change in direction.
You mentioned President-elect, and the repeal of the Affordable Care Act is big in the news today, with Donald Trump and House and Senate Republicans trying to wade their way through what is likely to be repeal efforts. How will Democrats in Ohio and other states come together and fight that?
I think we have to just make clear what the repercussions are. Hundreds of thousands of Ohioans now have access coverage that they didn't before. That will be wiped out. That's millions around the country where the same thing will happen. You know, some Republicans are already getting pause about this because this has been one of their favorite slogans for years without any, you know, accountability behind what they were saying. Well, now they have to do what they've said. And when they do it, they will hurt many, many, many people, including people who voted for them. And by the way, that's just step one. I mean, they're, you know, Paul Ryan and a lot of Trump's cabinet members or nominees, they've been saying for years they want to go after Medicare, Social Security. So, you know, we'll fight them at every step. We certainly will make it clear what the consequences of all these moves are. And the pressure will be on a lot of Republicans. Either they break promises they made for years and got people really fired up to get rid of the Affordable Care Act, or if they do it, I think they will pay a huge price at the polls. But most importantly, sadly, the people who pay the biggest price will be those who are going to lose health care coverage that they finally have. You know, it's a great example where irresponsible rhetoric may sound really good during a campaign cycle, and they've all been voting to repeal for years, knowing it wouldn't happen. Well, now they've kind of, you know, it's like the dog chasing the car. It's got its teeth in the tires. Now they're stuck. I think you will see very quickly a whole lot of people wanting to change course very quickly becoming 2018.
Ohio Democratic Party Chairman David Pepper, thanks for your time today.
Oh, no problem. Great talking to you.
You've been listening to Politics Ohio from WYSO. Find more episodes at WYSO.org. There you can subscribe to our podcast, which is also available on iTunes and Google Play.